So that's Parshas told us Tefillah Shachris. So the Pasuk says, Vatelech Lidrois es Hashem. So Rashi says she went to Darshan Hashem through the base marriage of Shem Vaever. The Ramban says, Lidrois es Hashem lo masarnu lo shandrisha ela bitfila. This Hashem, bimotzi vichule. Now, what does it mean that drosha is bitfila? Because the answer is very simple. Because we know that dirshui means to circle, to siege, to besiege. And the Maral writes on the Gemara. The Gemara says that for the davening, you have such a thing called schar psias, that you get a schar for every step that you get closer to shul. And every other mitzvah, you don't have that, davka by davening. So the Maral explains that the idea is why? Because there are two mitzvahs which relate to the closeness of the human being to Hashem. Tefillah is our closeness to Hashem when we attach to Him, and tefillah is when we bring it here. One is how when we ascend, and the other one we bring Him down here when He descends to us. So it comes out the mitzvah of tefillah. That's Rav Udin explains, that's why it's called Chayishon Chayoylam. Chayoylam, the pshat is that this Chayoylam is the Oylam Haba coming here. Chayisho is taking Oylam Haze close to Him. That's why tefillah is called Chayisho. But be as it may, what is tefillah? To bring a person close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we saw. So therefore, every step towards going to shul is a hechsher mitzvah, but this hechsher mitzvah is a part of the mitzvah because it's getting you closer to Hashem. So therefore, as you have schar psias, as a hechsher mitzvah, the only one that you have schar psias is specifically by davening. Why? Because by davening is the concept of the mitzvah is to get closer and attached to Hashem. So every hechsher mitzvah that brings us closer is part of it. So that's why drisha is called tefillah, because you are searching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even by tefillah is coming to you, but for you to search to Him has to be through tefillah. That's what Ramban says. Interestingly enough, the only tefillah that carries the name of this drisha of seeking is shachris. Shachris is Miloshon doiresh and shoicher. The Malbim explains initially, what's the difference between doiresh and shoicher? Doiresh is somebody who seeks. Somebody who seeks at the ultimate is called shoicher. Why? Because it means that he seeks from the beginning of the day. Is a search from the beginning of the day. That's why it's called Sheikhan. We see in the Slichas, the Slichas of the first day, Yivisicha, Kivisicha, Me'olomim, whatever, and then it says, and we continue and say, Bekir b'shechartikha, from my inner sides, I have beseeched you, I have searched you. Because when you search from the inner sides, from the deeper forms, it's called Shachar. So Shacharis is the search. That's the only tefillah that's called search, that carries this idea of drosha. Why dafka by shachris is called shachris? Mincha doesn't carry that and anything else. Why dafka by shachris? That's the question number one. We know the Gemara Daf Chavov, what base brings down the machloekis tefillahs, always tiknum, or tefillahs keneged tiknum. And the Rabbi Yosef Rav Hanina, Rabbi Shobel Levi. And the Gemara brings a braisa that helps Rabbi Yosef Rav Hanina, that tefillahs always tiknum, that Avraham Avinu mesaken shachris, Yitzchak is mesaken mincha, Yaakov Avinu mesaken ma'ariv. And then the Gemara brings down, the Gemara quotes a braisa that helps Moshe Malay, Kineget Midim. Why is Tefillah Shachris Ad Chatzois? Because Korban Nashachar Ad Chatzois. Rabbi Yehuda holds Ad Yehar Bashois, because Korban Nashachar Ad Bashois. And then the Gemara asks, one second, the braisa that says that the Tefillah is Kineget Midim Tiknum, that's why it's all the Korbanes, is Akasha to the Mandomer holds Ovas Tiknum. The Gemara says, no, it's Ovas Tiknum, but Asmechua Rabbonan HaKorbanes. They were soimim because otherwise, Tefillas Musaf, why do we have, there's no Ov. So everybody asks the simple question. Why doesn't the Gemara ask the same exact question according to Rabbi Shimon Levi? The first braisa says, Ovas Tiknum. Avraham Avinu is Mesaken Shachris, Yitzchak is Mesaken Mincha. Why doesn't the Gemara ask according to Mandomer Tefillas Kenegetit between him Tiknum? What do you do with that? And the Gemara only asks on the birth of Rabbi Hanina. It's even more schwer in the Rambam. The Rambam paskens in Ilchus Melochim that Avraham Avinu mesaken Shachris, Yitzchok is mesaken Mincha, v'chulei. And in Ilchus Tefillah, and the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halachayim Nalach Vav says that Tefillahs are nisaken keneged korbanos. There's a Tefillah in the morning keneged korban Shachris, they have 42 Arba Shoes. So it's mashma the Rambam that in Ilchus Tefillah paskens like the Mandom are Tefillahs keneged midim, and Ilchus Melochim. The Rambam in Perek Tes is Mashma di Paskins Keneged the Ovis Tiknum. So the Maritz Chiyu says, and he says like this.
Lechora, there's no machlekes. The ovo is a mesaken tefila. But the ovis cannot create a chiyuv tefila on us. Like the Rambam explains in Pirshei Mishnayos and Chulin, that whatever the ovis did cannot create a chiyuv on us. Because nitna Torah is chachalocha. Even the things which are chiyuvim to the ovis, like gidanosh and mila, today's chiyuv is a different chiyuv. It's not the same chiyuv. So what the Gemara means to say, that's what the Gemara says. The first Braisa says, Tfilas ovis tiknu, ovos mesaken. That's not a kasha to the mandover keneget medium. The second Braisa says, Tfilas shachris, that we daven is to arba shoyes, because korban. So it's mashma, the second Braisa is telling you that our chiyuv is because of the korban, it's not because of the ovis. And that's what the Gemara is a kasha. The Gemara in the beginning thought the machloek is between Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yosef Chanina was why are we chayv davening? One madam holds a chiyuv mitzad the ovis, one madam holds a korbanos. So the second brisa says beferish the chiyuv mitzad the korbanos. That's why tefillah shachris is adar bashoyes. That's why mincha is machloek is tiushki or plaga mincha because it's a shail of when was korban musa brought or korban the korban Rabbi Shimon ben Arbaim brought. The Gemara's chiyuv says but its chiyuv is that in a chinam there's no machloek is our chiyuv is mitzad the korbanos. But always tiknu. So what's the pshat in Maritz Chiyuv? The Maritz Chiyuv is like this. The chafts of tefillah, Avrom was mesaken shachris, Yitzchok is mesaken mincha, but the chiyuv today is mitzad the korbanos, but if not that they were mesaken tefillah, we could never have something to replace. But now the chiyuv is mitzad the korbanos. That's the chiyuv. As mechua korbanos. But the chafts of tefillah they had to create. And that there's no still in the Rambam. The Rambam time tzilchus tefillah mitzad the chiyuv tefillah, mitzad the chiyuv tefillah. We only mechuyah mitzad the korban and zandu takana. But she'en ken the chafts of tefillah. I have a chiyuv to replace korbanos. Where do I have such a chafta called shachris? That's a problem. The question is why do we need a chafta shel tefillah? Why couldn't you say that without the takanas? One can get medium. Why do we need a chafta shel tefillah? Dor Sameach says the same idea, a little different. He says the chafts of tefillah the ovos of mesaken. The zmani ha-tefillah is keneged the korbanos. So we have the tefillah mitzad the ovos. But there is a chiyuv midrabbanan nosaf that you should do keneged the korbanos. You tzushtel that keneged the korbanos. And therefore it's tefillah shachris arba shoyes. He says nafkimina is, the Gemara wants to say, that if you miss mincha, you daven maariv twice. And the chiddush is that I would have thought that over yom a bottle korban, you come ashman that not. Says the Or Sameach, over yom a bottle korban is true. Legabe the chiv mitzad the korban. Mitzad tefillah is always tiknum. There is such a thing as hashlama. So it's possible to say that when you're mashlim the tefillah, you're mashlim the tefillah of the ovis. But mitzad the korban is you don't have. So the chiyuv azmanim is mitzad the korbanos, the chafta shel tefillah. The question, why did he the chafta shel tefillah keneged the ovos? And why do we masmich that the zmanim should be keneged the korbanos? What's the nexus between tefillah's ovos tiknum and keneged the korbanos? That's question number one. Question number two is the following. Here is mashma, Avraham Avinu is mesak shachris. Yitzchok is mesak mincha. But the problem is, the Gemara in the Chof Chesek on the base, the Gemara asks Numa, asks the tefillas mincha shel Avrom, when was it? And the Gemara says, miki mekasli shachris. When the chrysolim get dark, when there is shade in the chrysolim, meaning right after chatzos. The Gemara says, do we learn from Avraham Avinu? The Gemara says, yes, we do learn from Avraham Avinu, because from Avraham Avinu we learn. Because this is makdim milimitzvus. Frektes yishonim, 1 second. Yitzchok is mesak mincha. So what's the pshat that Avraham Avinu dav mincha? That the Gemara has a shayla, davkun his mincha. So says the Sishon, yeah, he daven mincha also, because it's mekam kol terakula. He didn't establish as a chiyuv for his children until Yitzchok. And the question is why? Why Avraham Avinu was not mesaken mincha as a chiyuv? Yitzchok had to mesaken. If he davened, why did he do on shachris? But the question is compounded. Here we say Avraham Avinu was mesaken tefillah when became a kasher shachris right away by Chatzos. Right away by Chatzos. The Gemara says, afterwards was not Chatzos, the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to see this week, was only when, because the Koisolim, the walls of the Beis HaMikdash were much thicker. So you didn't see the shade until later, so you need a half an hour extra. But the Aloch HaShulchan Aruch is, that Lekatchila, we daven after Plaga Mincha, at Mincha Ktana, because Korban Shel Tam Vishel Ben Arbaim was Nikra then. The Gemara Daf Chof Tes in Shah in Brocha says, Afuch is a mitzvah lispalim dimdu mechamet. There's a mitzvah to be mispal when it's getting dark. One second. Avraham Avinu, and that's Aloch. Aloch Shulchan Aruch is only b'di'evit could daven by Mincha Gdolah. If Avraham Avinu is mesaken, that you're mesaken tefillah, and we do everything we follow Avraham Avinu, right? We follow by Mila, by Shachris. By Mincha, punkt, we don't. So why does the Gemara ask Dafka by tefillah of Avraham Avinu by Mincha? And why don't we follow him? Why don't we do Zizimakdim Milmitzvahs, like every other idea? So the question is, why wasn't he Mesaken Mincha? Why the Gemara specifically asks when was his Mincha? The Gemara never asks when was Yitzchak's Mincha. And why is his Mincha not a Liba D'Ilchasa? That's number two. And the number three is the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Avovah Mudbeis, Kol HaKoveya Mokum Litfiloso. A person establishes a Mokum Litfiloso, Eloike Avrom Bezeri. The Eloike Avrom helps him. And Keshu Niftar, they say, Maspidim, they say a hesped on him, Hey Onov, Hey Chosid, Talmid Shel Avraham Avinu. Now, here the hesped asks Binyan, first of all, why Kol HaKoveya Mokum Litfiloso? What's a Hashibus? Why Dafke Loike Avraham Be'ezri? And the fuch, the posuk that we learned that Kol HaKoveya Mokum Litfiloso is Vayamoid El HaMokum Asher Omad Sham, is the posuk where we learned Tfilah Shachris from. Ve'Namida El HaTfilah. Shenemar vayamoid Pinchas vayifalom. So that Amida, vayamoid Avrom, we learn Tfilah Shachris because ein Amida latfilah, and we learn Kol HaKoveya Mokum Litfiloso. Mi one of Shach, which one we learn? And what does it mean Kol HaKoveya Mokum Litfiloso? Why Eloike Avrom Bezeri? Frekter ve Rabbeinu Rav Nioina. And what hesped we say? Hey Onav, hey Chosid. This hesped, the Gemara time in Soita says that was said by Shmuel Kotten, was Roy Shedinot El Notorek Moshe Rabbeinu. He was such a big hesped on somebody's Koveya Mokum Litfiloso. And the truth is the Tkusha is compounded. The great Nimru Noyim says, why does the Gemara say, Hey Onov, Hey Chosid? Why does the one? He said, because the Gemara of the Zohar by the Bayit of Pinchas Ben Yoyer has a Shaila, which one is greater, the Onov or the Chosid? So says the going here, the Kule Alma, you're Yoyitza, everything. Because in other words, the next madrigal, which is Ruach HaKodesh, is Biyodosh HaKodesh Bucho. But the highest madrigal to Adam to attain is Machloikas in the Gemara, if it's Anova or Chasidus. By this person's Koveya Mokum Litfiloso, we tell him that Mimon of Shach, you're going to attain the highest madrigal. Hey Onov, hey Chosid. Either Anova or Chasidus, you're going to get it. So this Mamash Apele, for me to be Koveya Mokum Litfiloso, says the Goyen, says the Tamid Rabbi Yoina, because if you're Koveya Mokum Litfiloso, you saw how Choshuv Davin is for you. And if you have Chashivus, means that you have Anova, for Chashivus for Davening, so therefore you're Zoicha to all of this. First, why does it show Chashivus of Davin by being Koveya Mokum Litfiloso? And that shows the Anova that you're Zoicha to the ultimate end of the path? Why is that so? To answer all of it, I want to bring Ovazer ben Nosson. Ovazer ben Nosson says that Iyov also claimed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's also Baal Chesed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do you think that your Chesed comes close to the Chesed of Avraham? Avraham Avinu, you, when somebody's hungry, you gave him hungry. Somebody was used in Paschitim, you give him Paschitim. Avraham Avinu, somebody was used to Pasoyerim, he trained him to be hungry and to want Paschitim. When somebody didn't eat Basar, he trained him to eat Basar. That's the chesed of Avraham. That's the chesed of Avraham. What's the chashivus of that chesed? Because the word of chesed, chesed is the aschola. Rav Udner always says, chesed is the av. As we know, the pasuk says, oilam chesed ibone. The beginning of the shortage of everything is chesed. Chesed is the beginning of everything. Chesed is so much the beginning, because if you're totally in davar acher, there's not chesed anymore. Chesed means volition. That you do out of your volition is not totally in anything. That's the idea of Chesed. Chesed is the world of opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Mokom HaOlam is Chesed. Tfilas Avraham Avinu is the Tfilas HaChesed, which means the Tfilas HaAschola. Not to supply a need, but to create a need. Because the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that. He created the Aschola. The beginning of the whole system was the chesed, and therefore he created the needs and the provision of needs. But chesed precedes everything. Chesed is the haschola. Chesed is the beginning, because chesed is the av. The beginning of the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oilam chesed ibone, and that Avraham Avinu is the beginning of the oves, is called nediv lev. Avraham Avinu The pasuk says, "Bas nodi bitoy shel Avraham Avinu detchila lagerim," because he was a nod, he was a bal chesed. There was nothing. He started from the beginning. He looked for the beginning of the world. He provided the beginning. Shachris is that we start a new day. It's a new beginning, and we are able to see the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a world of opportunity. And our avoida is to be mischased in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To kibiyochol make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the tchiloso in the mokum shel olam. The theater of operations HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We make him the schol of our day. Kibiyochol. What was the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a mokum for Adam. We created the tzimtzum, the chalal aponoi. Because he wanted to mate with Libruav, he had to create a space. Our chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have to create in this world to be his space. Our tefillah is koiveya mokim. The tefillah shachris is vayamuit avrom veispalal. Ein amida la tefillah. The ikar word of tefillah is to be koiveya mokim the tefillosoi. To create that mokim should be tefillah. That our world, don't ever think that we daven 3 times a day. Like lehav did the Muslims daven 5 times a day. That's not it. Our davening is vanit tefillah. The 3 avoiders in the day to basically set up the world. Shachris makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu the mekoyim shel olam. Every single thing, he is the context, he is the aschola. I make the world an empty space for him. The same way his chesed made the world made an empty space for me, I make my life an empty space for him. That's why it's called a koveya mokum letfilosai. Says Talmid Rabbi Yoina, if you go to a shul, which is a mokum tefillah, you don't have to be koveya mokum. Only if you daven somewhere else, you have to be koveya mokum letfilosai. Why koveya mokum letfilosai? Because tefillah has to be that you're not responding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something happens and you call HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the beginning of everything, where everything fits in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mokum, so the avoid of tefillah is to be koiveya mokum, the tefillah, which is iskarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we saw before, that iskarvus is not a response to something that happens, that is the context, that's the background, that's the ish levona of the whole world. So the avoid of shachris is to be sitch HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, but not searching as a response to something, searching as the source of everything else, as the mokum of everything else. That's why it's called shachris, because all the shachri is searching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but searching, creating that he is the beginning of the world, a world which is distant from him. I'm making the mokum of the world. He is mekoyim shel olam. So the avoidas atfil of shachris is koveya mokum litfilosai. And therefore, statement going, if you start the day with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's avtocha that if you start the path, you're going to end on the path. So if ma'aseh ma'aseh atchila. So if you start on the path of Kaveh Mokum Litfilosoi, Shteit Negemor, you be zoiche to Anov on Chasidus, says the Rambam, says the Goyim, why? Because that's the end of the path. It's Machloik, is what's the end of the path. But if you start, you get to the end. If you live a life and you encounter a problem and then you call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the beginning of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source, he's the context, he's the background. He's where everything makes sense. He's Mekoyim HaShel Olam. Our tefillah is Koveya Mokum litfilosoi. That's why it's called shachris. Mimela, it's givaldik. Avraham Avinu daven shachris. When he daven mincha, he also daven as a shachris. So it's not mincha. He daven shachris in the afternoon, whenever there was a change. And therefore, he davened the earliest time possible because he wanted to make the aschola. So when it started getting dark, when there was a shinui, he created a new aschola. But it's not pshat Avraham Avinu daven mincha. Avraham Avinu daven shachris twice. That's avoidas hashachris. Avoidas hashachris, we always gestalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why we go and we have the entire davening. We have psukim, the zimra, the olamos, the contemplation in the world, the contemplation in the malachim, because we want to gestalt, we want to establish the world, we want to create a context, we create a language, we want to create a space. The space of the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything built on him, to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekoyim shel olam, that he's the space to vacate the world for him, is avodas hashachris. So, b'meil, all the questions are very answered. All the tefillas, the Oves Tiknum, they created an avoida of an approach to get us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That approach, they had to mechadesh. The korbonis were the way that we brought ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the tefillas comes in b'mokom korbonis. But to verbalize, how do we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Oves are mesaken. They created the path. So the path of Shachris is the Avraham Avinu, the path of Chesed. The path of Chesed is making HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekoyim shel olam. The same way that Chesed created the Haschola and made HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a mokum for us, our Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to make a new Haschola and to make the mokum vacated for him. That is the chesed. So Mimel, we ask, why do we need the Oves Tiknum? Oves, they create the narrative of tefillah. Korbonis is the process. But what is the narrative? To bring us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does that mean? Avraham Avinu says, you bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards you through chesed. And that's why it's called Shachris. So Mimel, it's called very interesting. Lidur is Hashem, to search, to bring closer. Shachris is the beginning, because the ultimate closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to create from the beginning till the end, to create mokim. Tefillah Shachris is a koveya mokim letefilosoi. If you koveya mokim letefilosoi, then you start the path. So if ma'isa b'machshava tchila, for sure you end the path. Hey chosid, hey onav. That is tefillah. The tefillah of Shachris, the tefillah, what's the greatest form of closeness? That you are not only getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you make the whole existence closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the concept of Anova, that you are not a player here, the player is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a Kuvia Mokum Litfilosoi. Mimela Avraham Avinu is Mesaken Tfila Shachris. That is the Avoida. He davened twice, he davened Mincha, but his Mincha was a Shachris. Our Mincha, we don't daven like the Mincha of Avraham Avinu, which is a second Shachris. Our Mincha is a total Avoida. So the Avoida of Avraham Avinu, the Mincha, to be in the Haschol of the afternoon. We're going to see that our Avodas HaMincha that became a Chiyuv is the Avodas HaMincha of Yitzchak, and therefore that is Bedimdum Yechama, not in the Haschola.